We use this tool. It's called the clinical opiate withdrawal scale, or the COWS as we call them. And we take this, so when they first come in, their withdrawal score, 30 minutes.
Whitney Miller is the case manager of the Medication-Assisted Treatment Program, or MAT, at the Whiteside County Clinic. She is also a licensed clinical social worker. MAT programs combine behavioral therapy and medications to treat substance use disorders. Miller says patients with opioid addiction spend much of their first day in the program with her.
So they know that first day that they're not just going to come in, get their meds, and get out of here. They're here for a little while.
She says the MAT program received its first patient in 2015. Miller says it came after a nearby doctor who overprescribed painkillers closed his doors.
We had all these patients left that were addicted to these opiate medications pounding at our doors, and our prescribers were like, there's no way we can prescribe this amount of medication. I mean, it could kill somebody.
She says their program is based on a variety of services, including regular counseling, group sessions, and weekly urine drops. Critics of medication-assisted treatment say it replaces one drug for another. Miller disagrees.
We wanted to look at the patient holistically and not just hand out meds. We wanted to put a whole program together that would help them keep long-term recovery.
Miller says patients must be diagnosed with a mental illness to qualify for the MAT program. She says she handles about 40 cases at a time. She says patients usually start off with a monitored weekly dose of Suboxone, which is a partial opiate. Those who have a clean system for more than 48 hours can receive a monthly injection of Vivitrol, which blocks opioid receptors in the brain.
They're not getting that euphoria that they would get if they were using heroin or other pain medications. But they're able to lift some of that fog.
Miller says once the addiction is under control, patients start tapering.
Because they've been in an active addiction for years, it might work for a little bit, and then we have to change it.
She says patients may be in the MAT program from a few months to several years. They might leave it and come back again. Miller says she's still surprised by the progress she sees.
I tell my patients all the time, if I could have taken a picture of you on day one and take a picture of you today and show it to you and see what I saw.
But she says opioid addiction is an epidemic that doesn't always end with a successful recovery. Jody Branson is a certified medical assistant at the Whiteside County Clinic. She works closely to help MAT patients. Branson says the clinic works to help those who don't have the finances to pay for treatment.
There's resources to help those patients that either have high copays or don't have any insurance, you know, through drug reps, which has, you know, helped out a lot. So then we don't have to turn people away with the medication.
Beth Fiorini handles a lot of the paperwork and budgeting. She's CEO of the clinic and public health administrator for the county health department. Fiorini says she can envision an end to the opioid epidemic in time. She says prescribers restricting how many painkillers they give out is a huge step forward.
Like now, if you have surgery, I think they only give you so many days. Or if you have your tooth out, we don't give people more than 10 Norcos now, or Tylenol number 3s.
Fiorini says she hopes to see the MAT program expand. She says she plans to keep it outpatient. Fiorini says people who do need inpatient treatment may face long wait lists and issues with insurance coverage. I'm Jesse Schlacks.